Today the church takes this opportunity to celebrate not only the resurrection, but the Feast of Divine Mercy. This day has been set aside as an opportunity to really focus on the tender mercy of God, the love of God that encumbers our brokenness. No matter how we have lived our lives, even if we've been sheltered or, you know, our parents took very good care of us, all of us have things that have hurt us, or we've made mistakes, whether by somebody else's choice or our own choice, and God wants to penetrate our brokenness with His love. When God's love encounters our hurt and our woundedness, we call that mercy. Divine Mercy is an official celebration of the Church, and it's a call to reach out to God and to trust in Him with our whole lives. Lord, I trust in You. Jesus, I trust in You. Jesus, in His own words to Sister Faustina, who we might call the apostle of this devotion of the Divine Mercy, Jesus told her that He wants His people to feast on His mercy, and thus that He wanted us to have this day to celebrate as a church, that we might feast on the abundant mercy that God gives us. Now, this might sound a little odd to us, but really, it is God's mercy that sustains us. In our lives, we need food for our bodies, right? Especially when we're hurt or recovering from some illness or injury, we need special food or medicine to help us, to be that remedy, to restore us. And in the spiritual life, it's God's mercy that has that restorative effect, that allows us to be healed when we've been hurt, to be safeguarded when we're in need of healing. And therefore, He gave us this remedy to persevere in our heartaches, when our soul is sick, that we would otherwise be overwhelmed by these things that happen in our lives. He wanted to save us from that. Divine Mercy is always available to us, especially in the sacraments of healing, you know, in confession and anointing of the sick. But Divine Mercy is also available to us through this devotion of mercy. And perhaps you've heard of this, Divine Mercy, you've maybe heard that term or that title thrown around, but what does it mean? What does having a devotion to Divine Mercy consist of? Well, the message of Divine Mercy is simple. It is that God loves us, all of us, and He wants us to recognize that His mercy is greater than our sins. Nothing we do, nothing we have done, nothing that's been done to us can be out of reach of God's mercy. His mercy is greater than our sins, so that we can call upon Him with trust and receive that mercy and let it flow through our lives to others. So there's sort of a simple ABC to the Divine Mercy. First A, ask for mercy. You know, this weekend is a great time to ask God to pour out His mercy on our lives, or maybe on the lives of someone who we know. God wants us to approach Him and to pray consistently, repenting of our sins and asking Him to pour out His mercy upon us, to open our whole heart to the world around us in a fuller way. So A, ask for God's mercy. B, be merciful. God wants us to receive His mercy and let it flow through us to others. And He wants us to extend love and forgiveness to others, just as He has done for us. So B is be merciful. C, complete trust. Completely trust in Jesus. Jesus, I trust in You. God wants us to know that the graces of His mercy are dependent upon our trust. The more we trust in Jesus, the more we will receive. So A, ask. B, be merciful. C, complete trust. This message and devotion of Jesus through the Divine Mercy is based on the writings of Sister Faustina. She was an uneducated Polish nun who, in obedience to her spiritual director, wrote a diary of about 600 pages. It's a long book if you've ever seen it, recording these revelations that she had to receive these visions of Jesus. And they talk about God's mercy for us, not just for her, but for the whole world. This message was given for the whole church. And the celebration of Divine Mercy is celebrated by the Universal Church, meaning the whole church celebrates this feast day, this solemnity, tomorrow. We start that tonight. Pope Pope John Paul II, St. John Paul II now, established this feast as a universal church solemnity in the year 2000. And it's every second Sunday of Easter we celebrate this great feast of mercy. And the most important thing is that we are impacted by this feast, by what Christ wanted, that we seek the mercy of God, that we show mercy, and that we trust Jesus with our whole lives. So consider this weekend, consider this week, how we might seek the mercy of God. Is there a part of our life that has been bound up by sin, or by something that happened to us, or by something that is holding us bound? Is there a wound from our past that needs to be healed? Is there something that needs to be freed, to be treated? Maybe it's because of guilt or shame or sin or something else that we have done. We need to let go of that, and God's mercy needs to enter in. Jesus wants to heal you. He wants to free you. Come to the fountain of his mercy. That simply means speaking to him from your heart. Ask him into those places. Jesus, come inside this place of hurt, this place that needs mercy. Make use of the sacrament of reconciliation. Remove those barriers that might stand between us, that's blocking the love of God or the mercy of God. Remove those barriers. And maybe there's someone in your life who needs to encounter God's mercy. Pray for them. Ask God to heal them. Consider inviting them to God's mercy. You can pray with them. You can bring them to the sacrament of confession if they're Catholic. We too are called to be ministers of the mercy of God. St. Thomas today, as we saw, he was wounded by this experience of the crucifixion. He couldn't believe it, that Jesus had risen from the dead. But Christ came to him nonetheless and allowed him to probe with his hands, his side, the nail marks on his hands. We too might feel incredulous when we hear that God wants to heal us. But I encourage you to seek this mercy. Ask that you may receive it. Let the Lord come to you. Let us, with St. Thomas, say, my Lord and my God. Lord Jesus, we ask you this day to pour out your mercy upon us, those places of our lives that have been darkened by sin, or by hurt, or by unforgiveness. We ask you to enter into those places of our lives that need your mercy, that need your healing. Help us, Lord, to trust in you. Jesus, we trust in you.